Okay, so coming up right now, we have Sarah Morrison. Hey, Sarah, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Chico, how are you?
I am really, really, really good and really happy you could come and hang out with us because I know for a fact that you are always super busy.
There's always something going on or something to do, but I don't know how to live any other way. Do you know how, like, when people talk about it and that's just my normal? So I don't know what else other people do.
You know, you have on your website, it says you are an entrepreneur builder. You know how bold of a statement that is? What does that mean that you're an entrepreneur builder?
Do you know, I love the entrepreneurial world. And I, you know, that I was watching your conversation with Anne just a minute ago, and where she said, like, the dreamers need the doers and that kind of thing. And as I understand the entrepreneurial world, I love it. I've lived it. And now I really, really love to help other people build their businesses and their entrepreneurial dreams. And I know that I have a strength in that area. And so when I say, you know, to build other entrepreneurs up, they're looking for a little bit, maybe advice of what to do this way or how to set up. And I've got just enough little bits here and there that have added up to success. So, you know, that's what we do around here.
That's what we do around here. Let's go back a second, because I definitely want to talk about family, because sure. You are a mom of six.
Six, yes.
You know, my grandson runs around here. We have three grandsons, but the youngest, you know, he's not even two yet, and he runs this house. So I cannot imagine being a mom of six. So I definitely want to talk about that. But before we get there, I want to talk about the fact that you are not only working with, like, startup entrepreneurs and people that are trying to find their way down the path, but you're working with, like, superstar entrepreneurs that have egos the size of Texas, and you've got to get them to see the opportunity, correct?
Yeah. We have all kinds.
How do you get them focused? How do you get someone like me? Because you're literally one of my coaches. So how do you get someone like me who is all over the place? I mean, I've got 15 ideas running in my head right now. You know,
but which one is going to move you closest to your goal?
See,
like, I mean,
that's why we listen to her.
That's the bottom line. So if our goal is to, you know, increase viewership or increase leads because we're getting ready to launch something, then absolutely, you know, hey, let's do this. But if you're like, I just want to do it, okay, then we're going to have a conversation about that, because there's a time and a place for that and a time and a place to try new things. But if it's your goal to hit a certain revenue or to hit a certain list size or to hit, you know, to launch a new product, there are verified ways that are going to get you there. And we all love to see whatever other people are doing. And we do have the shiny object syndrome and, like, oh, look at what they've done over there. And I'm like, no. Stay the course. Like, finish this first. Just write it down. You know, we've got, like, I jot it down on a Trello board, guys. If you're a paper person, I'm a paper person. I've got a planner, you know, or a list or something. But don't follow that one until this one is done. Because if you have 50% finished projects on everything, you actually have nothing.
But how do you know which one is going to get you closer to the goal? Because all of the shiny objects are attracting me and others, because we think that'll work better. Oh, wait, this will work better. How do you know when you need to just stay here, keep moving on the course you're on, and worry about that stuff later? How do you know?
That is such a great question. And I think that as entrepreneurs, at the end of the day, your market votes. Right. So if you are, let's use the example of, we want to sell a product. And I live in the space of sales funnels and click funnels. And so there are definite proven models. These have worked for entrepreneurs. They have worked for our company. Go this route first. Okay. And then if the market doesn't like it, or you have this funnel up and running, the market will vote with their wallets. then we can start to tweak. We can test headlines. We can test elements. We can test if, you know, certain things, but you have, it's scientific to some extent because you still have to have this baseline. So there's always going to be a fun new thing to try, and that's awesome. But at the end of the day, there is a reason these things work. Do those first, then start layering in the tests and the fun things and see if those also produce results.
Now, you mentioned ClickFunnels, so I was waiting for that.
We're going there.
There's a little trophy behind you. It's not a Grammy. You didn't win it for singing. No. There's a little thing called Tucoma behind you. Can you explain what that is? Because yours is a little different. Not only what that means, but you got it for like literally leading the pack. So can you tell me what that is back there?
Sure. We have an award inside the ClickFunnels community called Tucoma Award. And that is for any business that processes $1 million or more in revenue through a sales funnel using ClickFunnels. And so my award is specifically for helping the ClickFunnels company generate that revenue through the 2CCX coaching program that I oversee. And as you mentioned, as part of that, our goal inside the 2CCX program is to get our members to the Tucoma Award. And so I work with our coaches to make sure that our membership is moving towards that goal.
Yeah, you guys heard her right. She said Tucoma. And in case you haven't figured it out, $1 million has what?
Tucoma. Yeah.
Two commas. So rate $1 million or two commas from a single funnel in a single year. And no, she's not the only one on the planet that has those. There are literally almost 1,000 people out there that has those.
Yeah, I have lost track at this point. I keep track of my members, but it, you know, and really also keeping track of who's really close and how, and as you mentioned, with the what to follow, like those are the times where you could tweak and test and play a little bit. Like, let's see what else is gonna push you over the edge. So anyway, yeah, that's what I do. I love what I do and I love serving the community that I serve. And it's really interesting because I think in the entrepreneurial space, sometimes if you're not an entrepreneur, you can, you know, like, boo, you know, you get looked down a little bit, like this is the lifestyle to, you know, go to. And I have no doubt that I could do it on my own, but it brings me great pleasure and just such a sense of fulfillment to help others fulfill that dream.
I saw where you said that the phrase you are enough, and a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, have a problem where, and I've done it too, you know, where we hold ourselves back because we feel like I'm not ready. It's not perfect. It's not great. It's not whatever. How do you know when you're enough? You know, how do you teach your clients? I'm one of your students. How do you teach us that we are enough?
I think that imposter syndrome hits everybody. It does not matter how much money has gone through your bank account. Okay. If I could share a quick story, I mean, my journey, I mean, we're celebrating International Women's Day here. And my journey to this position started because I found myself a suddenly single mom of five. I had no money. I didn't know how I was going to do this. And one step led to another. I taught myself certain skills. I started selling my services. Then I started coaching and then I just kind of moved on up. And I say all of that because as I sit here in this chair now, as I have my Tucoma Award, as I know what I've got in my head, those feelings still rise up. And there was a very particular moment 2 years ago at a live event. I was there with my team. My boss was there. All of my team members were there. And I absolutely had an anxiety attack. I meltdown, just lost it because I was like, I am not fit to be sitting here. Like, I cannot do this. And do you know what came to mind as I went back to my hotel room was a Bible story of how, you know, Moses is arguing with God and saying, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. And God got mad at him. He's like, I have made you for this moment. Like everything we've done has led you here. I mean, if you're going to argue with me, I will go ahead and send your brother. But the fact of the matter is, I set you up for this. You are prepared for this. I have designated you for this. And wow, that just really resonated with me because I still have my own demons. I still don't think that I am the most qualified person to sit here and to coach millionaires and soon to be millionaires every day. But the fact is, you know, there are other people who recognize that in me. I do recognize that I have certain skill sets. And if I do not use them to serve the community that I serve to its fullest extent, you are doing them a disservice. So if anybody else is in the same position of imposter syndrome and saying, well, I can't possibly do it, if you don't think that, if you think that somebody else can serve your tribe better, why are you even doing what you're doing? Because if you think that you are the best person for the job, and by God, you better believe that. Like if you're going out there and the, you know, whatever it is, you're selling a product or a service and you're like, mine is the best. You are, you know, Myron Golden says, you know, selling is serving. Like if I'm not giving you the best, then I'm not loving you the best way. So, you know, take that to the bank, like show up for your people. Let's go, you know.
Speaking of love, you know, Jamie Wolf just popped on and she says she's sending love and respect to Sarah.
Yes, Jamie.
She's coming up later today.
Good.
She's coming up later today. Now, before I let you go, we've got to talk about Mom of Six.
Talk about my babies.
Babies. You've got six, and these are little people. I mean, they range from what, 14,
run the 15? Gamut for sure. We have a new teenager in the house. So I've got 14, 13, 11, 9, almost 7, and 3.5.
And 3.5. Okay.
That 3.5-year-old is the one that's going to do you in. I know you were talking about your grandson, and that's the one that keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, they run the ship. Let's just put it out there. They run the ship.
Yeah.
How are you able to handle being a mom of six? You know, that right there said sleep for 10 hours. You need a vacation right now. Mom of six. And run the group of two come the way you do. And you have skills. Oh, I mean, I'll be thinking things and look in the two comma group and there you've posted it.
I've already thought of it. Well,
if you're thinking this, how do you balance between those two worlds?
First off, I am married again, and I have an amazing partner, and he definitely helps. So I have to give huge kudos to that. I mean, I've done the single thing, I've done the married thing. I'm here to say, like, having a partner to help definitely does help. But the number one thing that I do is time blocking. And like when I'm in, I'm all in. And I'm making a commitment to my family specifically this year, it's one of my goals for 2021, is stepping away from my desk. I think that, you know, what everybody experienced this last year when we went home to work, regardless if you're an employee or an entrepreneur and you're working from home, your home is your life, is your family, is your kids, is your computer, is, you know, like I make a specific boundary and say, you know, I am done and I'm stopping now and I'm going to go be with the people that matter to me. And you know, I time block my day. So I have some hours in the morning that are for me. Then I go to work. And then in the evening, it is all in with my family. It is weekends with my family. And I am also very blessed. They do come in and out of the room. My 7-year-old run in to say, I want to give you a hug. Oh. And of course, the answer is yes. So, you know, it's finding what works for you. But time blocking definitely works for me. Like these are the hours when I do this. And then I set that guilt down. I set those boundaries in place. I've actually started putting an out of office responder on at like 5 o'clock on my work email, just to free my own mind. Like I've told you all what my boundary is. I've said I'm stepping away to spend time with my family. And I very much want to see your email, but I'm going to address it tomorrow morning, you know, and That's what works for me.
And with that note, I want to thank you. I want to drop in a little note from my coach, my other coach, NJ. She said she's loving Sarah, yeah. You know, showing up for the people. This is what you guys do. You definitely keep us focused. And I'll be honest, if it wasn't for Tucama and everything that you guys are doing, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this right now. So I thank you so much for all
thank
that you do.
Thank you. And thanks for having
taking,
me.
Yeah, taking away time from your little six group right there. You got your own baseball team, you know.
I do.
Appreciate you. I truly appreciate you. And I thank you for hanging out with me.
Thank you, Tego.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.